Thank you for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Yeah, I received a charge for about 67. Hold on, let me double check here. Yeah, 6732 from this number, and I have no idea what it's for. Could you help me figure that out?
Yes, sir. So I can try to pull up a charge with your zip code and your first and last name?
Francisco Hernandez, and my zip code is 95121. Well, it could be 95132, but 95121. Let's go with that first.
95121?
Yes.
And what was your last name?
Hernandez.
And I, do you have an account for Francisco J. Hernandez Jr.?
Yes, Francisco J. Hernandez Jr., yes.
Could you verify the mailing address?
I'm sorry, the what?
Mailing address, the shipping address.
Yeah, 3643 Larry Court in San Jose, California, 95121.
Yes, sir. Give me one moment. So it looks like this. Sorry, what was your mailing address again? Just the name of your street. I didn't quite get that.
Larry Court.
Yes, sir. It looks like this was a order that was placed for the tactical bag. Do you recall placing the order?
Hold on one second. I believe so, but I was charged also five. I can't remember what it was for, but I think the tactical bag was the weight vest.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I was asking if it's a tactical bag or is it the weight vest. So is it a backpack?
Yes, this is for a backpack, a tactical bag.
And that it was, I only had to pay the shipping for it. Is that right or am I wrong?
So you're paying the shipping to receive our product, but it's an entry gift for our subscription. You would have received a $125 gift card, and that would have been emailed to Francisco H00. @att.net.
Oh, I have to look that up. So the gift card, what is the gift card to? What is it from?
So it is a e-gift card. You can use it towards any purchase on our online website.
Okay, I didn't know I was subscribing to anything at all. That's not what I wanted to do. I just wanted to receive the bag, so I just wasn't sure exactly what was going on there.
So I can go ahead and have your subscription canceled, and I can also provide you a cancellation number.
Okay, the other thing too is I won't get the bag anymore, or I won't get the charge on that account anymore. How does that work?
That cancellation stops seeing future billings. It shows us that bag's expected delivery is tomorrow, June 13th, by 8 o'clock p.m., and that'll come by the U.S. Postal Service. I can also provide you with that bag's tracking number if you would like.
So the 6735, I have to pay that. You don't refund that one if I cancel, right?
So the cancellation just stops any future billings. However, I can issue a partial refund for the 6732. It'd be for 35%.
It couldn't be for more than 35%?
So as a courtesy, we can offer half back, which would be 50%, but that would be the most we could offer.
All right, let's do that then.
And it takes 3 to 5 visits, I suppose. Would you like that tracking number as well as the cancellation number?
Sure. Hold on one second. Okay, go ahead.
So I'm going to give you your cancellation number first. That's C as in Charlie, 26, 0571359.
Okay.
And then if you're ready, I can give you the tracking number for the bag.
Yeah, sure.
So that is a long number. I'm going to give it to you in two digits. That's going to be 94 double zero,
mm-hmm.
11 12 02 50 86 69 89 4674.
Okay.
And that's it.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling customer support. You have a great day.